Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue,
big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in misconstrued, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's role play, throw a few twins. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living like that, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Welcome to Old Boss Radio. It's your boy Brooklyn Black holding it down. We got, of course, Nikki Boss in the building. Nikki, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. Chilling. Kick out to nothing. What up?
What's good?
Sitting, hey,
chilling out. Chilling out. What's good, y'all?
You know, rocking out.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back again. I love being on here, yo. It's just crazy.
That's what it is. Well, for all those who are tuning in, you are definitely not rocking out on Old Boss Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and then we definitely have Kid Continental and Brooklyn Black in the building. High five, yay. I always like to start off the show by shouting out to all the Barbs, all the Old Boss promoters, everybody that supports the Barbs, me. Shout out to y'all. Thank you so much. I definitely do have some shout-outs to give. Like, it's only right, and they made sure that I was going to give them their shout-out. So, shout-out to, at, again, Damn It's Thick. I want to say if I'm saying it right, a.k.a. Pacific Champ. shout-out to at SKO Heat the Chief. He's going to be sending me some music. Shout out to at King Reefa underscore SODMG. Shout out to at Nino Tarantino. So I hope I got that right, because you definitely said that you was going to be tuning in. And everybody else is hitting me up on Twitter. Like, I can't, for some reason, like, my eyes are blurred. I'm a little bit tipsy, and it's just a whole bunch of people on my phone.
Wow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We still love you.
Yeah, but, Chad, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, shout-out to just my squad. Like, you know, I just want to shout them out because everything's coming together so well. And I'm just, like, in a happy, you know, part of my life right now with this whole music thing. And I'm like, it's just looking real good for us. So I just want to shout out to my team, the Guillotine Force. That's it.
Cool. Vlad, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, like, you know, it's tough to follow up or act like Kid Continental when he just went all out. You know, I want to give a shout-out to Brooklyn, man. You know, because I don't know if y'all saw, but Brooklyn was all over the inauguration. So, shout-out to Brooklyn.
That's a slap shout-out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, stand up. Y'all know I like to take it to Twitter every now and then. And what's been trending on my timeline is hashtag I wish I could. I did not get to participate in this trending topic today. I've been relaxed my whole day, tried to stay away from Twitter as much as I could. But I'm hashtag I wish I could. What?
I'm just asking, you know, is that what they call it now, being relaxed?
I was being relaxed, yes. I was,
okay.
What?
I'm just saying, you know, that sounds like a cool thing. I'm going to go and relax the girl later.
You're going to go relax the girl later?
Yeah.
That's the joke. Because after the show, I'm going to relax myself and I'm going to lay down. But yeah, y'all distracted me though.
Okay, go ahead.
I was trying to take it to Twitter, tweet, and hashtag I wish I could. If you were to participate in this trending topic today, before I give you my answer, kid, hashtag I wish I could. What would you say?
I guess I wish I could go back in time and do everything differently.
That's what I was gonna say. That I wish I could go back in time.
Yeah, I guess I took yours. Now you gotta come up with another one.
Oh shit, Black.
I wish I could have infinite wishes.
That would kill the whole momentum of having wishes, wouldn't it? Like,
but yo, I'm saying, if you wish for infinite wishes, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, you just got like a genie for the rest of your life.
Sign it though.
I could freely walk down the block and smoke a blunt anywhere I go. I wish I could.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
You were in Colorado.
I wish I could do things with my man outside and not get solicited.
What?
Wow.
Out in the open.
Right? Like, we're not even 10 minutes into the show yet, and she already getting raunchy.
I'm not even getting exactly 10 minutes into the show. Chill, let me show. Let me wait till about half an hour in, right? But I wish I could. You know, I wish I could, like Kid said, I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I wish I could go back. I'm going to read some of the things that my followers were saying. So, hashtag, I wish I could. Shout out to @Dominique. 0510. She said, change the bad things that have happened in life. I'm with you, girl. Hashtag, I wish I could. Shout out to @Taylee95. Says, we 18 already, so I can move out. Damn.
Wow. Hashtag, you got youngest following you, said.
Yeah, I show love to the kids, too, you know.
Oh, God. Yo, you are corrupting these little asses. I'll tell you.
No, I'm not. Hashtag, I wish I could. Shout out to @Films. Why Femi? I wish I could take hashtag one of my followers out on a date. That's
Oh.
I want to know which follower though. Damn it.
You know which follower's gonna be? It's probably gonna be you.
It probably is me. No, it probably isn't me though.
Yeah.
Let me stop. Hashtag I wish I could. Shout out to @Babel. I don't know. It's
What's the name?
Babel Drew. I don't know. Wow. I'm going to spell this for the name just in case anybody wants to go follow. @BEBELDUARTES. she said, hashtag, I wish I could express my words, everything that I feel, not only when I'm happy, but also when I'm upset. Me too. Because it's easier, my expressions are easier to come out when I'm happy, but when I'm upset, it just takes a little bit longer for me to express myself. I wish I could just do it freely. Hashtag, I wish I could at Mr. Loginator 101. Never have to go to school again.
Damn. Straightforward.
That nigga's whack. That nigga's whack.
Back in the days, it was like that. Not now. I wish I could go back to school.
Word, right? I be feeling like I need that. I need to know. All right. Well, before we go into a commercial break really quickly, I just wanted to let everybody know that's tuning in. That tonight's show, we're going to be talking about double standards. Like, I've spoken about it before, but because we have a lot of new listeners. Shout out to who called in on Tuesday. Shout out to New Orleans, right, Black? We have New Orleans in the building.
Yeah, we have New Orleans in the building.
Yeah, I love the niggas in the South. Like, everybody's like, they show
look,
me so
look,
much
look,
love.
Look. Stop it.
You're a hater. But we're going to be talking about double standards because, I don't know, I'll be getting, you know, it's cool and all, but I just need to point a couple of things out, and it's only right because I have two guys on my panel tonight, so you guys need to help me out. Yeah, when it comes from a male's perspective. But off the top of your head, though, really quickly, kid, what's one double standard that you see that goes on, like, on a daily basis, though?
I guess it's just the whole thing with dating between women dating guys and... You know, as far as guys dating women, like if a guy dates mad women, he's just popping. And if a girl dates a lot of guys, she's a hoe. I mean, that's what they say. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's what they say. So, I mean, I think it's kind of a funny double standard. That's one I see all the time, you know?
That's what they say.
I mean, I ain't going to call it out. You ain't put me on the spot. But that's what they say. So, you know, I see it all the time. They always, you know, that's one crazy double standard that I see a lot.
Black, what about you?
I say there's another funny double standard. You know, if a chick, she poses, let's say, naked or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's risque, you know, it's automatically sex. But if a dude do it, you know, it's automatically comedy. You know, oh, hey, look, he's right out of his drawer.
Exactly. And you know what? I've come across this so many times. And, you know, it irritates me, it frustrates me because, you know, you have some people that are insecure. You know what I'm saying? So they're only going to post a certain amount of pictures because of their insecurities. You know, like I've heard a lot, like, okay, well, the bigger girls, like they're more or less, like, if they're not going to just do straight face shots, they'll probably go and, like, take a picture of their big-ass titty with no face, you know what I'm saying, hide in the stomach, or they might take a picture of their thick-ass thigh, you know what I'm saying, and hide everything else because of their insecurities, you know what I mean? But, you know, for a person like me, that's just, I'm secure with all around. I may not have as much as everybody else or whatever the case may be, but I'm secure with the mind, and if I want to post a picture, you know, because I feel like I look good, you know, it's always, it's bad that I just have to always keep it in the back of my mind. The minute I hit post or send, that there's going to be the negatives and the positives automatically.
Yeah, always.
People that don't like that. It's going to be some people that's going to be like, well, damn, like, why the fuck is she showing off her goodies, you know, like, to everybody. But sometimes I feel like, you know what, like, fuck it. Like, everybody's grown. Like, you can look, but you can't touch. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, because I think like a nigga a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a thing. But, and I feel like it's just so wrong. Like, it's just so, it's just, it's so wrong. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit, though. Like, if a nigga can do it and a female do it, it is what it is. To me, I look at that as equal. I don't look at it as, you know, it's just things that men can do that women can do, I guess. If people want to pay attention to the titles and you know, to what everybody else categorizes them as, then that's okay. That's fine. But for me, I know I'm not a hoe. So if I said something that a hoe would say, does that make me a hoe? No. It doesn't. I know what I do. You know, I mean, I hate that double standard. Like, yes, a nigga could be in the fucking picture on his D'Angelo shit showing nothing but, like, the fucking, the V shape of his groin with his packs and his chest. But if a female goes in and she has on a bathing suit top and she's showing, trying to show the world, like, look at my, and I worked out and look at my slat ass stomach, you know, it's like, this bitch.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. I mean, I look at it this way. With me, it's just like, as far as when I see stuff like that, I'm just like, it is what it is. You know, if it look good, I'm going to look. And I'm like, you know, you go. Like, go ahead, girl. Like, I like that shit. But if this, you know, if it's something like, you know, like shorty is just like, if she goes too hard, then I'm going to be like, you know, I might not look at it because I feel like she's going too hard. But then, you know, if it look good, it look good. Even if it don't look good, I'm like, yo, I pass by it. I'm not going to label nobody, but some people do that. They label people, you know what I'm saying, as far as, especially women, they label them like, yo, like, you know, she's sitting there bending over, like, she must want it. Like, you know.
But this is what you wanted.
And that's what it is, you know.
So, I definitely say I'm black. Like, when I'm ready, let's go and check my shit. Cause I have a lot to talk about when it comes to.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take it back just for this one commercial.
Would you say?
I said I'll take it back just for this one commercial.
Can't just take it. Let's take it back. This one commercial.
Okay. I gotta see if Kid remembers because Kid was like throwing shots at me the other night. You know, he was playing a whole lot of the old shit, you know, like I'm a youngin'. So I gotta kind of let him know I'm up to par with him, you know what I'm saying?
Let him know.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Bad boy. Say what, say huh? Say what, say huh?
Thank you.
kick so deadly. Shazam, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. I run into you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly thing chickens that you do. Ooh, you dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running for the golden. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro with me, you can go. We can take the stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
Yes, yes. That was my shit. The things you do keeps
he got me.
He,
that was beautiful.
Keeps running to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mm.
I love that shit. I love that song.
Nikki liked that song a lot. You know what she's saying?
I love it. I wanted to catch an orgasm while I was saying it. Like, the things you do, like, I don't know if y'all can, like, close your eyes and think of that one person that be doing the things to you, and you're like, damn, like, oh, my gosh.
Really?
There's somebody who just closed their eyes real quick.
My eyes closed.
Word.
Oh, my gosh.
He hit up the Missy.
Yo, I was quiet, and then when I'm talking about, I said that shit. That shit's funny, right? That's crazy. Angel loves tweets.
Aw, hey, Angel.
Who's holding us down?
What's up?
Somebody, that's crazy. Somebody, apparently I'm not following somebody that keeps trying to get me to follow them, and they're like, I don't know how. Oh, shit, this person has 165,000 followers. That's crazy. They're like, I'm still hoping for Nikki to follow. So I'm going to go ahead and hit that follow button really quickly.
Yep. Hey, one more follow by listening. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
They deserve it if they're listening.
They do deserve my follow if they're listening. They are tuning in. So follow. I'm back. But yeah, so the double standards. So there was one that touched me, though. Like, it really touched me. And I had to really think about it. So it's one of the double standards that come down to men and women. Like, when women are raped, you know, it's such a big, big thing. You know what I'm saying? You hear about it on the news. You hear about it in your local community groups. You hear about it, you know, via social or, you know, like, it's just, it's a big thing when a woman is raped. But when men are raped, you know, And this goes down to, like, men in prison. You know, when they're raped over and over and over again, like, it either becomes a joke or it's not paid attention to as much as when a female is raped. And I want to know, like, do you guys feel that double standard when it comes down to women and men being raped? Do you feel like women have it way more easier than when it comes down to men?
It's not that they got it easier. It's just that, you know what I'm saying, we take it more serious when a woman's raped because, you know, men, we're supposed to, you know, protect our women, and there's this big, independent, strong women front right now. So a woman being raped, that's a slap in the face on both fronts, you know. So it's definitely, you know, looked at. Now, as far as when the men, of course, ladies, you know, when a guy's raped, of course, you know, oh, you dropped this over, you got it, you know. It's a joke because, man, we're strong. We're not supposed to be getting raped. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I mean, it's one of those things, like, Black hit the nail on the head. Like, it's just like, sometimes when they make it, like, when you hear about it, you're like, oh, like, he got what? Like, niggas start busting out laughing. Like, that's why I bust out laughing, because me as a dude, I mean, I kill a motherfucker. I mean, it's not funny, but
get raped, though, it's not funny because it just happened to them. So what's funny?
Yeah, it's just a thing of a man being, like, as far as, let's say, for instance, right? Yeah, dude, and it's just like, you're supposed to be, like, I don't know. It's just like, you're supposed to hold your own. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
So when you hear that another man has been dominated, you're like, well, yo, you're not a man, you're weak. So
yeah, you got dominated.
That's where the joke factor comes in. You know what I'm saying? And of course, in prison, you know, there were certain circumstances, like there were four dudes that held you down or whatever. You know, y'all niggas seen y'all and shit. You know, it's a whole bunch of, you know, different ways, you know, it could happen. And yeah, it's unfortunate and it's sad that it happens, you know, but the reality is it's a joke when it's meant, because it's like, oh man, you got raped in prison. It's like, you know, he got beat up by a girl. Like, you got beat up by a girl, you know what I mean? You know, it's the same equipment. It's fucked up, but that's what it is.
But as far as it being a double standard, I mean, it is a double standard. But
it really is.
As far as the women is more. It has to be taken more serious, because the women, we like Black said, we're supposed to protect them. So it's like a woman is always supposed to be protected, just like a child is supposed to be protected. So it's like you got to make sure that nothing happens to that. We have to make sure that nothing happens to our women or our children. Like, as far as a man, if a nigga go out there and kill me in the street right now and shoot me, it's like, you know, if something happens to me, it wouldn't mess up my man. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? If I die right to tomorrow, you know, my legacy will be carried on by maybe my child, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? But as far as a woman or a child, it's like, they're more delicate. We have to, you know, care for them more. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm with it.
Yeah, it's what it is. And I mean, that's how I live life anyway. I live life as if, you know what I'm saying, for women and children, I have sympathy like crazy. But for another dude, I'm like, well, I mean, it happened. That's how I am. If something happened to me tomorrow, I mean, it happened. You know what I'm saying? Something happened to my you know, my fiance or my daughter, I'd break down. You know what I'm saying? So.
That was funny. That was so fucking funny.
I mean, that's just the way that guys think.
Yeah, yo, that's, you know, that's you want a male point of view? That's male point of view for that ass.
What about when it comes down to when a man can sit there and he can fucking, you know what I'm saying? He could, I mean, I don't know. And I'm you know, when it comes down to relationships and double standards,
uh-huh.
Like, do you feel like this? Do you feel like as a man, like, I can have female friends, but as far as my girl, she can't have any male friends because I know how males are. Like, do you believe in, I mean, not to say, like, male friends, but, like,
yeah,
I mean,
that's,
like.
That's self-controlling bullshit on either part. You know what I'm saying? If a girl says, oh, he can't have any female friends because I know how shit's off, or vice versa, that's just that one party being controlling, and that's a red flag, and you need to get the hell out of it.
I mean, it is, but it's so hard because it's like, I don't know, I feel like it is a double standard, and it is a bad double standard, because there's women that's out there that us as guys, like I'm with my fiance, and there's women that try too. They try worse than dudes. Women be like, you know, like you be chilling, the woman start flirting with you, flirt back, and it's like, damn, it's like you're already, you know what I'm saying, initiated that, where, you know, so, I mean, it's one of those bad double standards. It's just like, it's really, really bad, you know? So, I mean.
The guys do it a lot, though. Y'all don't notice that y'all do that.
What do you mean y'all do that? I don't do that shit. Like I said before, I don't give a shit if she has male friends. That's just what it is. She got male friends. Now she's fucking those friends. Well, if I get any attention to anything other than friendlies going on, then yeah, I may say something, but other than that, shit.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that double standard. I mean, I'm you know what I'm saying. I apologize for, you know, going, like, as far as like with my relationship, I have been with, like, you know, as far as being guilty as, you know, if she get a male friend, I'll be like questioning it, like, more than if I get a female.
My man always questions my male friends because he's still,
yeah.
like he do, like, you know, because. Like, especially if I have a new male friend, like, that's more of a red flag. Like, for the most part, he hears me talk about certain people. So when I talk about a new nigga, it's like, hold up, where the fuck did he come from? Who is this? And, you know, my man is a real man, so, I mean, like, he's not dumb. Like, you know, he knows other niggas' motives, whether or not his heart and his mind is in the right place. Like, he just knows niggas. So it's just a simple fact, like, okay, that's your male friend. All right. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad even by saying, like, all right, babe, well, I'm about to go hang out with my friend. You know, we're about to go do this. And he's like, what? Y'all about to go do what? I mean, not that, you know, he wants me to have a life. He's not restricting. He doesn't want it to be where, you know, like, I'm not going to tell you can't have any male friends or anything like that. Like, no, but he just, I guess, knows how niggas are. Because you could be that nigga that I want to be, that says, oh, I'm her friend, I'm her friend, I'm her friend, but deep down in the back of your mind, like, you have all types of thoughts.
Or,
you know,
I agree.
Yeah, true indeed. But like I said, if it's a good relationship and there's no reason you even have that thought in your head, then fuck it, leave it be. But yeah, there's always gonna be that one nigga, that one friend that she got that just rubs you wrong. Like, I don't like that nigga. Like, you know, there's always that one, and just like she may have that one girl for you, I don't like that bitch. You know, it's always like her best friend and shit that be all in business. You know what I'm saying? So it works either way.
Shout out to Throwback Money One, who says, congrats, doing big things. I hear you, I see you. That's what's up. So shout out to Throwback Money One.
Also right now, we have the Honey Nut Cheerios Part 2. Where New York Knicks are taking on the Boston Celtics with the score of 24-20 in the first quarter. Celtics in the lead.
Celtics are in the lead.
I love it. Because my favorite basketball player since Iverson retired has been Carmelo Anthony. Like, and I need him to get a championship. That's it.
I like the Celtics, though.
I hate the Celtics.
You like every team that's not a New York team, maybe except for the Giants,
York. I respect New York teams. Just because I come from New York doesn't mean I have to fuck with New York teams, though. There's no rule.
Yes, it does.
There's no rule. Like, I respect
you gotta fuck with at least one New York team.
I come from New York. I don't
you gotta
have
fuck
to,
with at
like,
least one New York team. At least one.
What?
At least one.
You gotta fuck with at least one team.
I like the Jets.
Right.
I like the Jets a lot.
I like the Jets too, but shout out to the Jets for
I like the Nets too.
Shout out to the Jets for putting their season in jeopardy.
Wow.
I like certain players on the Knicks. I don't as a team though, I don't know. And, I mean, I'm a female, so don't mind me, but that's just I was just getting ready to ask you, what's up?
So we gonna see if anything picks up or they just leave it alone or whatever happens. You know, the game just started. You got a whole lot of game left, so we'll see what it is.
Well, I want to get into one more commercial break before I start my topic about double standards and heavily sick, but I want to get off and I want your opinions on. So, one more commercial break. And then,
all I heard is she said she wants to get off. So,
I didn't say I want to get off. I do want to get off. I do. So, maybe I can get off in the commercial break, though.
Yeah, the phone's going in and out, that's all.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all. 347-857-4302, All Bars Radio, Nikki Bars, Kick Hudson, Nothing on Brooklyn Black, and we'll be right back.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature! Hip-hop, hooray.
I'm just saying, I lose this throwback thing, Case.
I love it. I love the little throwback thing. I mean, he's doing it big. Because the other day, I was slaying him with that. All them old school dances.
I wanted to, like, ride somebody's face to that shit right quick. Like, deadass.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was a little stuck. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I knew there was no reply to. Okay. Oh, right.
Shout out to Damn It Thick. He said, yo, if you're not listening to I How's Your Head Game, you need to call in 347-857-4302 and tune in. You won't be sorry.
Oh, shout out to whoever that is.
Yeah.
Damn It Thick. Pussy Ian Champ. That's what's up.
Chant. Wow.
His lips still in the Abbey.
All right, too much information. I don't need to hear all that shit. I don't.
He's an Auburn promoter. So I'm going to shout him out. I'm going to promote him. He's an Auburn promoter for ladies.
Shout out, but I don't know
his
location like.
Face down in some pussy. Oh, my God. See?
Like. Yo, that's all well and good. He gets the promotion, but I don't need to know what his Abby and his lips look like. Like, that's too much information. I don't need that.
That's the eating champ.
You keep on throwing it out there.
Wow. That might, I don't know, that might be follow of the night.
Oh, my gosh. Yo. Oh, my gosh. I'm so upset right now.
Why?
But I'm going to keep the show going. No. Shout out to at Hugo Boss 2340. Shout out to him. He just promoted me. Shout out to everybody to follow the hardworking, independent, beautiful Ahaja Hagen. Her tweets are on point and she's beautiful. Follow her. Yes, follow me. Follow me.
Everybody follow her.
Follow me. I mean, damn, I got half the world to follow me already, but.
I'm saying, shit, fuck, follow me. I ain't even got 1600. Follow me.
Yeah, and I don't even think I got 300. I don't be on it like that, but goddamn.
Yo, let's jump to the call lines real quick. Last four digits 3692. 3692, you're live on the air.
Yeah. What's good? How's your head game? It's DJ Vonnie. Just checking in and giving a shout out to everybody on that radio station right now. Yeah, big up.
Hey, thank you.
Jamaica.
Okay, from Jamaica. Hold on. Because that's what's up. We got a Jamaican on the line. I'm half Jamaican. You better slow down talking to me like that.
Oh, God.
But anyway, good thing I shot, man. That's enough. Everything good. Bless
everything up. Good. Everything blessed. That's what's up. Let me ask you a question. Hold on.
What the fuck is she doing?
That's what happens when my fellow Jamaicans call into the station. Like, they get me to transform real quick. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah, where you from?
You know, so everybody say Kingston. So everybody says it about me. I tell the straight up, so I come from Negril. The party capital.
No, I lie. No, you can't come from Negril.
That's where I come from,
Negril.
My dad's from Red Drum. Red Drum.
With the beaches. Let them know that the beaches and the grill are crazy.
Yeah, man.
Right near the beach.
Negril is the party capital. Like, that's the party capital of Jamaica. Everybody comes down to Negril and party.
Everybody comes down to Negril. You don't hear that, Black? Like, that's exactly what my father's from, Negril, Jamaica. And it's crazy because, like, the beaches out there are beautiful. Like, are beautiful.
Parties go on
amazing.
Till 4 in the morning.
Bashman.
Going to 4 in the morning.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Morning parties.
So let me ask you a question, because the topic for the night was double standards. So do you believe that there are things that, are you a firm believer on, there's just shit that men can do that women can't do?
Pardon me with that one again. Hold up, hold up. Too much noise in this. Hold up. Repeat. Repeat for
you
me.
You heard
please.
What I said,
repeat.
Or you want me to repeat it?
Yes, repeat, please.
All right. So I said, are you a firm believer of there's just things that men can do that women can't do?
General Star. That one hit me tonight.
Because it's things like, you see how you guys, y'all can fuck down the place, y'all can fuck enough job. But when the guy when the girl them do it, it's like, she's a hoe, she's a slut, she's a freak, got a different man every day of the week.
Because it's not like she even moving slick with it. She just like, hey, yo, what's up, talking to a dude like, she's a schemer. She I move like scumbag. Moving like a scumbag, man. You can't be doing that.
Scumbag.
Yes, you can't be doing that. If she's doing it like sneaky, then it's all right. But, you can't just do it in the open like, oh, I'm cool with it. That just don't make no sense with you. And guys, it look good for us, but you know what I'm saying? That's different. We get, because karma in there, and we get our karma. So for girls, I don't know how you girls do it, but you girls just need to calm down. You can't be doing it in the open like that. And making
I agree. I believe females should calm down because, it's just a double standard. And it hurts,
since the big booty thing started happening, now every girl want big booty.
I don't want a big booty. I'm good.
The big booty alert. Y'all them sitting here going, I'll take pills and all this whatnot.
But is that what you like, though? Is that what you like? You like the big booty girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man, when I come up to America, I say, oh, my gosh, this can't be happening.
Kid, what do you have to say to our caller on the line? He loves the big booty gals, man. What's up? What do you have to say to him?
I love him too. But it is what it is. Listen, I'm out here, and I'm from the X, man. Your accent is crazy because I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm outside because I'm out here trying to help. That's all I hear, just straight up Jamaican accents. So, whenever you said we see a fat ass, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm like, damn, my homies is like,
oh my God. Wait, I just got to pee from Black. She moved like a scumbag.
Yeah, that's the highlight. That's the highlight of the night.
No, it's the truth.
Shout out to brand new Kai. Like, he's definitely tuning in. Oh my gosh, this is so funny to me. Oh my gosh.
But anyway, thanks for having me on here.
No
doubt. Take care. And God bless.
You too, man. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, man. Respect.
Yo.
Shout out to Jamaica on the check-in side.
He bragging tonight, man. he had me dying over here.
I'm dying, yo. First of all, big up to the caller because he comes from Negro, Jamaica, where my dad is from. And like I told you again, the beaches is nice over there. And it takes that one caller because you see how me and him, we vibe. Like, he got me to alter my lingo. Like, I just got Jamaican on y'all niggas for a second. Y'all didn't know what the fuck to expect. Like,
I like.
You like
it? Yeah, I like it. I like the little patois speak.
How do I sound though? Like, do I sound sexy saying it, or do I sound like, business?
Listen, you talking to a man I'm the type of person when it comes to Black women, I love definitely Jamaican women. I love Jamaican women. When Jamaican women start speaking that powerful, I'm like, damn, can we get married? Like, I'm like, damn, because you got to see where I come from. Where I come from is nothing but Jamaican women, and I love them all.
That's what's up. Bats. Yes. So like, I still want to go into another double stitch. Shut up, my fucking timeline. That shit is crazy right now.
Your timeline always pops in. Shit.
So another,
you gotta look at this nigga tweeting me. I looked, there's like 3,000 tweets within 30 seconds. Like, I can't find that shit.
Well, let's talk about another double standard.
Okay.
So men are supposed to just pay, and women are supposed to smile and giggle. So is that how it goes in the real world? Like, I guess it's looked upon as men are supposed to be the ones that take women out on dates, and they're the ones that's supposed to take up the bill. A woman is supposed to just basically sit there, smile, laugh, and most likely probably get with the pussy. I hate that double standard. In 2013, ladies, if you got it, pay for it. Why wait for your man? Like, you know, like, it's just like, to me, I hate that double standard. Like, men are supposed to always pay the way. You know, and women are supposed to, like, repay them with their love, kisses, sex, all types of different things. But when they go out, like, the man is supposed to generally pay. I do not oblige by that. Because if I go out with my man and I want to fucking pay, I'm going to pay the bill. Like, who is he to argue with me about that?
Right. Hey, you
want to
pay? Fuck it. Go ahead. Shit.
I'm
going to
pay.
Yeah, I am with it, too. I hate that double standard because it leaves me broke. I hate that shit. I like the whole fact that women can pay, and when a woman pays for me, I'm happy. You know, it's just crazy because that double standard got women thinking that men always have to pay. Next thing you know, you sit in there, you like, damn, yo, I spent all this money. And what if it's a night that you spent all that money and you thought you were going to get something, you didn't get none?
No, you're
wasting your money,
you're
sitting there tight. Yeah. And now what if she paid and you had to get a whole, you know, night of conversation? Probably didn't get none, but she paid. You got freedom, or you got a movie ticket or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes we got to switch it up. You know what I'm saying?
Word up. Well, shit, fuck it. Make it a blockbuster night.
Yeah. No. Make it a blockbuster night.
Listen, yo, call eyes is lit up.
The call eyes is lit up.
Last 4 digits is 9918. You're live on here.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Yeah, this is the neatest tip.
Oh, so you're the pussy eating champ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just listening in, and I was, you know, wanted to comment on the topic. You know, I agree with yours. Like, I'm the type of guy, the way I was raised is like, you know, it's always been like a mutual thing, men and women, because I'm from the country, so it's like the whole bunch of like women who run the household, so it's like there's no real true gender roles where I'm from. So it's like the woman wants to pay, it's like it's cool because eventually, you know, the guy's going to pay, and then it's like a mutual thing. It's never like the guy's supposed to do this, the women's supposed to do that. It's always like an even playing field. Everybody pulls their own weight.
Right.
You agree with him, right, kid? I mean, I do. I do. You know, it's so true. Like, I hate that double standard, though. Like, you know, like, I mean, when it comes down to men and women, like, I feel like it should be looked upon as equal. Like, it is never going to be looked upon as that. But I really wish, like, hashtag, I wish I could voice my opinion about making double standards go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, damn, if a nigga can do it, why can't the bitch do it? That shit is whack.
Yeah, it is whack. It is just crazy.
Like I said, shorty want to pay? That's great.
Well,
I got money. Shit, I got money that I was expecting to keep it, so now I can get that extra bag of weed. You know, I can get that extra drink. Now, you know what I'm saying? Shit, she paying for her food. Fuck it. I'm good.
I definitely do agree, and I want to know from the and it's thick. Like, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give?
Nah, man. Just, I hope everybody listening is enjoying themselves because I know I am.
They are, because I'm getting the tweets, and it's so funny to me. Like, it's just so funny because I'm trying to stay on topic, and I'm trying not to resolve back into my Twitter feed. But they are. Thank you, though.
This is order a food.
What?
Is this like a kid ordering food in the background?
I don't know what kid is doing in the background.
No,
but,
I was
thank
moving,
you.
I was moving something.
But thank you for calling in and supporting All About Radio. Just definitely tune in because I might have something else that you might want to comment on. So definitely just hold on and keep tuning in with us and rocking out.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
That's what's up.
Yo,
I wish I had some sexy ass, some words to recite right now because I'm feeling so fucking nice. Like, it's unbelievable, but I don't. So I'm going to keep it going. Put the whole double standard shit. It definitely do pisses me off, though. Like, this whole double standard, like, a nigga could fuck five, like, a nigga could be single and go on five dates with five different females, you know, and potentially fuck two out of the five, you know what I'm saying, or three out
of the
five.
That's not his fault.
What do you mean it's not his fault?
So
it's my fault? Because it's my fault? It's my fault? It's my fault, though?
No.
It's my fault that went down because it actually takes two to tango.
I don't like that.
It's fucked up that I can't be a single individual, you know what I'm saying, a female. And I can't, you know, like, say if I go on a date with you, kid, and, you know, the date was cool, but I didn't give him my pussy because I didn't feel like he was worth it, but the date was cool overall. I'm not going on a date with Black because I'm single. And the date was cool, too. I think it was a little bit more better than the date that I had with you. It still wasn't enough for me to give my pussy. But then I go on a date with, let's just say, I have to pussy even Sham. I'm on a date with him. And the date is awesome.
I feel like
letting him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm wrong for that because I just want to date with you and you, like, but then it takes him, though, for him to be the one to, like, you know what I'm saying? Get me to loosen up. And,
man, this is some old bullshit.
It is what it is. It's like it's kind of like, you know, you're entitled to your own choice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, at the same time, it's just he's the one that you chose to do it. Now, if he was just like, you know, who did, then they'd be like, what? Like, yo, like, damn, like you can't, you know what I'm saying? But it's that one person that you chose. He's just, it's like, let the best man win, kind of. Like, he was the one that you, you know, wanted to give it to, so you gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? So,
I guess.
I mean, that's how I see it. I mean, I don't find anything wrong with that. I mean, but.
So let me ask y'all a question. I want to straight, before I go into another commercial break, because I need to roll up and talk to y'all, because y'all be cracking me up. Before I go on commercial break, I want to take it to, you know me, I got to get freaky before I get off the, you know, before I get off the line, I got to get freaky. So I want to know what the double standard is. Okay, when it comes down to fucking in the ass, a lot of men feel like, that's gay. I'm not about to fuck shutting her ass, like, she got her pussy, da da da, or I don't want to do that because, you know, it's just like, you know, like, oh, why? But why do guys feel like, you know, like, the whole ass thing is such, like, they resolve back to being gay? I really want to understand, like, why it's such a double standard for men to fuck a bitch in her ass because he doesn't want to look gay or show off gay tendencies. Like, what's up with that?
I don't want to fuck it because I'm scared once I pull my dick out, she's going to shit all over my bed.
Oh, really?
Because you feel like
I'm going to
shit all over it? No, it's not.
Nah, yeah, that shit happened to one of my boys. He's like, yo, he's doing, he fucks you on the ass.
Well, he got a little bit of mud on the helmet. He got a little bit of mud on the helmet. Okay. He got away with a mud on the helmet. All right, like I don't understand. That's just like a nigga fucking putting his dick inside of a bitch pussy and then pulling out to see that the condom or his dick. I don't know. Like niggas nowadays, they don't like using protection, but it has blood on it. Like I don't understand.
Yeah,
like it's, what are we gonna do? Are we gonna sit here? Are we gonna
come
get
on.
Grossed out?
Are we gonna
wipe it off and keep it going? I don't understand. Like because it's not a
I know I get nervous around blood, y'all. I can't do this. So, yeah, I get real nervous around blood. But I'm about the whole thing about putting in the butt. It's like a whole situation because it's like, yo, on some real, it's like, it's gay because, I don't feel like it's gay, but some people feel like it's gay because you have the pussy right there. If you want to put it in something, put it in the pussy. Don't put it in the right ass, like, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, there have been females in the past that wanted it, and they got it because that's what they wanted, you know what I'm saying? It's not my preference, like, oh, the first thing I want to get put in a girl, but now, like, that's too much, like, but, you know, that's how they feel.
I don't know, like,
yeah.
I would say, that would have to be my wife for me, because, like I said, I'm scared. I'm
exactly. That's something that you just don't do to every. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you, because my ass is my ass. Like, I, it's my ass. And I'm a freak. I don't hide that. Like, I'm grown. So, to me, I'm open to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to it. No, it's not. Don't think you're going to come through and it's going to be done on a regular basis. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, if, you know, I have a man. So, I believe in it's my job. It's my job to please my man every second, every hour, every minute. Like, he can get it as long as we're together. Like, I don't put no restrictions on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're laying down and I'm sleeping, but he's up and his dick is hard, you're going to fuck me up my sleep. If you need to get it. Like, go ahead, put it in. I might be a little bit aggravated because you woke me up, but then it's your dick though, so I'm gonna calm down. I'm gonna pipe down. I'm gonna get into
it. Well, not a lot of chicks are like that, you know, because
you know what I'm saying. Well, that's just me. I'm like that, you know, because I don't want him to go elsewhere. You know, like yes, as females we bleed. You know, depending on your cycle, you may bleed for 5 days straight, 4 days straight, 3 days straight, whatever. Like, you know, and I don't want my man for those days to go out there because, you know, y'all niggas, I stay horny 24/7.
I'll settle for some head, and as long as you swallow, we get money.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're not a good girl and swallow what's on the menu, you don't need to be fucking dick. And if you do, like, don't think that nigga's going to be the first to hit you up, though, because you don't follow, like. I mean, but then that's the thing, though, with females, you can't just do that to everybody, though. You know what I'm saying? You better, no, hell no. You better fucking swallow your man's. Get all that protein. Get it. It's good for you.
With me, I'm more of a person, like, if the woman don't swallow, then I'm a brother dude, so. If she could just take the load on the chest, that's it, then you good. Either swallow a load on the chest, I'm happy. And you ain't got to swallow it.
You know what,
though?
I like facials. Like, my man, like, I like facials. You know what it is? Because when a guy comes, like, it shoots. You know what I'm saying? It shoots. Like, you know, when I come, like, it just comes down, whatever. But when a guy shoots, it's, I like that free shit. But, yeah, I'm sucking my man's dick, and he'd be like, yo, let me just, you know, all right, go ahead. Paint that art all over my face. Let's name it. Let's, you know, like, whatever you want to call it, we call it. You know, but I feel like if you have a girl and she's not giving you head on the regular, like, I will fuck my man's dick when he's reading the Bible.
What?
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
wow. She said the Bible.
Yeah. Why not? I think that's the perfect time. I want him to focus, meditate, read that word while you catch his nut.
Wow, right over here we got some sin. That's
you know
crazy.
after, like, I like, you know what I like to do? After my man comes, like, after he fucks my pussy up, like, after he comes, I'm like, bring that dick over here. Let me get the rest of it out. Like, I want to see what's left. So at that stage, y'all are like, you know, like, y'all just came, so y'all a little bit like, like, you know, like that little ticklish feeling or whatever. Like, bring that over here. Bring that. I love
yo,
it.
I am the most, yo, I'm going to go down on the record as being the most shocked co-host ever in the history of co-hosts. And I am shocked. Yo, like, I'm just sitting here, like, she's going in, and I'm just like, okay.
Like, yo, I'm sitting here, and my jaw is on the floor. What? and then you know what's funny? When the chick, she gives you all of her juicy, freaky details when she got a fucking boyfriend. She don't say none of that shit when she's single, though.
Because you can't do that. Like, first of all, let me send a shout out though. Shout out to No Love for them. Yes. He's rocking out with us. Shout out to y'all are crazy. Like, not for nothing though. Like, cause you know what though? If I put like this, even if you're in a relationship and you have that one nigga that you exclusive with. Fuck it, bitch. Be exclusive because you might just be in the running to be in his next fucking girl. Like, it's a competition out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't settle for less. So, you know, like, if you're going to come in, you're going to eat my pussy and you're going to fucking make me squirt off the top of your head. Like, you just might be the nigga I'm going to consider to settle down with because I'm going to want that again. You know what I'm saying? And instead of me stepping outside the relationship to get that here and there, I got it from you.
Wow.
I want to know. I have a question, though, to the females, like, or to the males. Like, what is that? Like, if you're fucking and you feel like you have to pee, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that because you're on the verge of squirting, or is that really because you have to pee? You know, because I've been through that. Like, I've been fucking up. Like, oh, my God. Like, damn, like, I have to pee. Oh, my God. And, like, she would look at me like, damn, like, are you showing on? Like, yes, I have to pee. Oh, my God. Like, you know, I don't want to pee on your dick. So I'm going to be like, damn, like, I have to pee. So then he's like, all right. You know, you pull out. And then, like, damn, I go run, because now it's about time. And he's so hard. He just came out of wet, gushy pussy. So now I got to go pee. But then when I sit down to pee, nothing comes out.
Wow.
Is that something where you're about to squirt?
From what I hear, yeah, you're nearing the squirtation and shit. So,
ooh, I'm nervous though to squirt. I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't want to scare the nigga. He'd be like, "What the fuck?"
he wouldn't say that. He'd be like, "Oh, you know, he'll be doing the beat it up dance. You know,
He'll be the man after that. Across the blunt and roll up and lick my lips across the shit and you know, can we play some free shit?
I never want to be a cigar more in my life. Well, yeah, I got you. We'll be
right back. Give it to me now. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy. On a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Nigga, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock. While the boat rock, we go by the robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park, to the point, to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover, gon' tap that ass on. See, I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you sass them? them, I let them free, and they tell me what's they fantasy. Like up on the roof, roof, tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Lick you from your head to your toes, then I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet ticket just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain, running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make him turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? Jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. On hay in the middle of the barn, a rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit, sweep your woman right off of her feet.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good, I don't
want to
leave, but I gotta
what's your fantasy? I want to get you in the back seat, windows up, that's the way you like to fuck. Clogged up, fog alert, rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex, make it hurt, in the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown, that's the way that I like it. Twerk, legs jerk, overwork, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade, on the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade, tag team, off the rope. In the candy store, that chocolate make it melt. Whipped and chained, handcuffed, smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my reins.
Lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Right back. I'm still digging in the crates. 347-857-4302 is the number, and we'll be right back.
Do I love you? Do I look to you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please, for me to answer them?
Authority. Mm-hmm. Chairman of the board, chief of affection. You got mine to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know.
know. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebum.
Things some brothers don't. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Applebum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita, Benita, Benita.
Benita, Benita, Benita. Oh, that was my shit. The new Applebum got turned me on. Oh my God, that was my shit, son. And maybe wanna fucking throw on some a jean jacket just now.
Yeah, I was sitting there dancing that shit, jumping around like crazy. Glad nobody saw me. Cause I was sitting there dancing to that, singing the song. Old school shit.
Old school. Yo, this blunt got me high. Yes, that's up. Out to at the Florida Boy 79. The show was good. But my phone lost signal. I'm in the boondocks now. I fell out. Ain't nothing but the woods out here. It's cool, baby. It's cool. As long as you guys can tune in, you got a taste. That's all I care about. That's all. Yes. So going back on this double standard shit now for men and women. Shout out to I, Girl Diggle Flames. That's my nigga right there. He has the most wonderful pussy eating picture ever. And it's like he's like basically on a handstand eating a girl's pussy, like, her legs are open wide. That's how I love it. Yo, the best, yo, I catch my most best orgasms, like, when my legs are just, like, open. Like, you know how Drake says, bust it open? Like, I'll spread it open, like, get all up in it. Tongue, chin, nose, if your neck, can, if I can feel your fucking neck, I'm great, too. That's how I know, like, you're all like, all the way in it. He has the best fucking Twitter avi, though. Shit is dope. Yeah. So now we're going back into the double standards.
Okay.
So she's a slut or is he? Well, we just basically went over that. When it comes to control, one's passion pursuits, the sexual double standard has been around for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Now, answer this double standard. When it comes down to a domestic violence, you know what I'm saying, situation between two lesbians, who, you know what I'm saying, like, when it comes to, you know how domestic violence, when it comes down to the man and the girl, you know, most likely the man, he's going to be the one that's arrested. Out of two females, like, who do you think they're most likely to arrest? Is it the one that looks like the male?
You know what I mean? I think both of them, depending on 30, that both their ass in jail. Like, damn that, if you go, y'all want to be crazy, I'm going to throw both your ass in jail. I don't think there's really a side to pick. Sometimes some of the most female, like the most girlish, the, how would I put it, the most, you know, I can't find a word for it, but the softest one out of the lesbians sometimes be the one fucking up the one that look like the dude. Or the, you know what I'm saying? It'd be funny, like, cause they be fucking them up. They be fucking them up. So it's like, I don't think they could pick. It's just like, yo, just sit your ass in the back of that car. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Like, what you think? Black.
Well, I think it's more for whoever can call the cops first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because if it's like two chicks, like, because whichever one calls 911, they're both going to sound female. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard the bushiest, nightiest females get on the phone and sound like the softest, innocent girl, like, oh my God, help me. So, whoever
one
gets to the
fire
first, the other one's going to jail.
Yeah, I would think so too.
So you think whoever calls first is the one that goes to jail?
Whoever calls first, the other one's going to jail. So if the butchie one calls first, then the little soft, innocent looking one, she's going to jail.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just, it's hard to separate that, because what if you come and the person who calls is perfect, but the one who didn't call is all beat up and bruised up? They're like, shit, they won't go.
Self-defense. I had to defend myself, officer.
Yeah.
I had to defend myself, officer. I was in danger.
Too bad I took it too far, right? That's what they're going to say. I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder if they have like somewhere that we could look this up. I mean, with the man, it's automatically the man. When it's a man and a woman, that's automatically the man.
Not if the man calls first. Like, yo, look, come get this crazy bitch.
Nah, my mom used to, you know, my mom's, you know, shout out to my mother, I love her to death, that's why I don't fuck with her now. She used to, you know, my pops would come out slick, she'll beat him up, and then he'll call the cops. And they still try to take my pops, and I'm like, you know, when I was little, I was like, what the hell, like, she just whooped this nigga ass, and then they still try to say, come in, you know? So, I don't know.
That's funny.
It is. It is.
She's a little bit nice. Okay, guys. I don't even think you're seeing me get anything. I don't mean nothing. Yeah. Nothing. So I'm not one big on calling the cops, but, you know, like, I always wonder, like, are they going to take the stud? Are they going to take the one that's dressed like a nigga? You know what I'm saying? If that happens to be a relationship where it's two females and it's one, you know, aggressor, so there's one that's just like a guy, and it's a female, or like when it's a domestic violence. I mean, I guess you have to take the one who's in the wrong. But you know how that, just that whole thing when females call the cops on a nigga, like, they're all hearing her side of the story first before they even hear what you got to say. And they're going to look bruises on her. You know what I'm saying? More so, and if they do see bruises on you, they're going to look at it as, well, she was probably just trying to defend herself, so.
The world we live in.
What?
Nah, the world we live in. Just saying, like, you can get your ass off and be a man, and you can get your ass off by a woman, and they still take your ass off. It's just that whole thing. That shit is crazy. So I try my best to avoid women that fight, because I don't need my ass. I'm sorry. I'm too big for that shit anyway, but, you know, a woman go up my ass, I'm going to be tight.
Is it true that men think about sex, like, every 7 seconds?
Only
yes.
Because women think about it every 5.
But why is that, though?
Because women think about it every 5 seconds.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I have female friends, and they're more worse than me. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at them, and they just sit there, and they talk about, like, you know, they thinking about it. But I just think with a guy, if not more, that a guy would do will fuck anything, and a woman wouldn't. A woman ain't just gonna fuck anything, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I think women will think about it more. I agree with that.
Do you think men are more promiscuous than women? And do you think men fake orgasms more than women?
No. I mean, a man ain't gonna fake no damn order. They gonna go until they get one. They want, that's the main goal, to get one. If you fake one, tell you faking one for you, man. You gotta, you trying to get, that's the main goal. You trying to get one. Now, a female, she wants that nigga up off her, off her, she, you know what I'm saying? She gonna be like, fuck it. And she gonna be like, oh, yeah, all that good shit. And then get the fuck off, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is. But, well, man, nah, you never want a woman from up on top of you. You're like, yeah, got it, got it, trust. A guy can sit there all day as long as a woman doing a job, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Glad, what do you think? Are men more promiscuous than women?
Men are more blatant with it. Like, you hear about men doing it more, but I think it's obvious.
I think men are more promiscuous, especially the gay men.
You didn't say whether it be gay men or gay women. You just said men or women. So I'm on that.
Yeah, because exactly, because overall he's still a man. So whether he's a gay man, I mean, the gay community overall is already promiscuous just off the simple fact that it's the same sex. But a man is a man, a female is a female. So whether you're gay or straight, you know what I'm saying, you're still fucking. So collectively, though, so you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think men are more promiscuous than women are?
No, I think, like I said, it's either equal or the women a little bit more. It's just that due to the double standard that you hear about men doing it more, because that just sounds like shit men would do.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think women just got it. Women and I also think women, they take pride in themselves, so they hide it a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? They're not so quick to just put it out there. Yeah, I'll do this and that. Women gonna sit there and they're gonna look like the best. Take a look at it. You know? So it is what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, like, I know a lot of females that, you know, they're quick to turn to their bitch, like, fuck it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know a lot of females that are in a relationship with dudes, and if, you know, if they're, whether, I guess, or not their man is around, or X, Y, and Z, like, before they'll go to another nigga to please them, they'll turn to their friend, their homegirl, and she'll do her that solid or whatever, get her off. And they don't look at it as cheating. Like, they don't look at it as a form of, like, I'm doing anything wrong. Like, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not putting another dick inside of me. Like, that's not my, you know, like, I'm with my man. But, like, you know, every now and then, like, I do have a friend that, you know, whenever I want her to, you know, do that for me, like, she'll do that for me. And when she does it, it's great. But it's not cheating. Do you feel like, to me, I don't know, do you feel like it's a form of cheating still or no?
If it's a homegirl, then I don't know.
Is she licking her pussy?
Yeah, it's just a gray area. It's like, because, you know what it is with me? Because the woman-on-woman thing, I like it. So it's like, I like that shit. So it's like if my girl told me, yo, her and her friend, you know, her friend looked good and her and her friend did that, I'd be like, oh, shit, I want to join. Fuck that. I mean, it's just, that's how guys think. But, you know, some guys don't like that shit. They're like, nah, I just want you all to meet, not me. I'm like, fuck that. If there's another woman involved, I want to see that shit. I'm sorry. I'm keeping it honest.
Black, what you think?
Well, it's cheating only if it's something that you don't want him to know. Like, if, you know, like, if I had a girl and I didn't want her to know I'm fucking other bitches, then yeah, that's cheating. But if you know, but nowadays it's like, yo, they cool with this shit. So if my girl wants to bring another girl along, she's like letting me know and not doing shit behind my back or whatever. No, knock yourself out. You want to look up? Go ahead, look up with me. Knock yourself out.
I agree. Nikki, what are your thoughts on that? Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay. I don't know, because, like, okay, put it to you like this. I've been in a situation where that has, you know what I'm saying, and she was doing it way before this nigga, so it was kind of like, all right, whatever. And now that I'm with him, she don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, it does bother her to a sense, but it's like, this is just what, all I know is all I was doing. So this is what I'm going to keep doing because I want to do it, and I like doing it. All right. But then, like, you know, I felt like, damn, like, this, technically it is, because, you know, just like how like a female could suck her man's dick and then go and kiss a nigga that she's sliding off or like he's just tasting her dick, like, type shit. So I felt like, you know, it is cheating because his tongue goes down there and yours does. Like, y'all both, I don't know. And I felt like, it was. It is. If you had to ask me, yeah, I would say in a sense, because, I mean, if he's doing it to what you like, you know what I'm saying, then why do you need to have another person, whether it be male or female, come and do the same thing? Why not just call him up and get it from him? Especially if that's your man. Like I said again, with me, in relationship, I don't play that shit. There's no such thing as, like, we're asking for a head. It's if I'm not going to push your head down here. If you don't know already my body language, if you don't already know me, you know what I'm saying? If I don't already know you, like, I already know the times when you want it. I already know the times when I feel like, you know, I just do it. I just like to do it just because. So it's always going to be given. It could be, that could be done more than sex in a day with me. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't play that shit. Like, I wish I would have sex. I mean, like, so can you eat my pussy? Like, those words are not at all. Like, just do it. That's it. Like, chilling. Like, I can't even, like, and I can't even say, like, I don't even see how people in a relationship, like, if y'all laid up to, like, you know, I mean, sometimes because I be wanting to watch a full movie, like, yo, I want to see this movie, like, damn, this looks good, or I'm into this shit, whatever. You know, like, it just can never happen. Because at some moments when y'all are, but it's quiet, so you're able to get your feel on. And once you feel, then that's it. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, to me, I feel like it is cheating. It's either you're going to understand that I have a man now that can do that for me. You know, but then it'd be torn between the two, especially, like, you know, like, if it's good. Like, if she know how to do it better than him, like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Stuck. Because you could try to teach. Like, I mean, I'm big on teaching, too. Like, I don't, if you're not, if there's a certain way that I like it, I'm going to let you know that. You're going to know. I'm going to tell you, just like that, keep doing it just like that, just like that, just like that. Right there. You know what I mean? Like, coaching along the way, especially for the, like, because you, after a while, you're not going to want to talk. All you're going to want to do is just enjoy. So if you have to prep that person to where, you know, to get it to where, you know, like, to where you like it, like, I don't see why in a relationship anybody should even consider that, like, you know, I don't see where a guy would be like, damn, like, she just had to turn me on to eat my pussy, like, and feel, like, ashamed or embarrassed. No. Maybe to a random chick that you're just doing that to and you're trying to impress and then you don't impress her and she has to tell you, then maybe you should worry. But if it's your girl, you shouldn't have to worry because she's just trying to basically tell. Because I know a nigga's quick to tell a bitch on how to suck his dick. Like, he will grab the back of her head in a minute.
Yep. That's how you gotta do it.
Am I lying, though, Black? Like, y'all would just, like, you know, if y'all, you know, if the tip of your dick, you know what I'm saying, the head or whatever, it's not, like, hitting the back of the throat, the tonsils, I don't know, I guess that's, like, that feels great, you know?
Yeah, that's a powerful feeling.
You know, and then you just want to grab her head and just, like, push her home out because, like, you want to, like, at least, get, like, 2 to 3 inches to feeling that tonsil.
Yeah, like I said, that's a powerful feeling right there, you know. Man can achieve that, you know. He should definitely stick with that because, you know, there's not a lot of women with what you call sturdy throats.
There's not, and for real, but because it's definitely, like, I always tweet that not a lot of women, like, can deep throw, like, not every bitch can deep throw. It's a skill, like, it's literally a skill, because not only is he gonna feel like he's fucking your pussy, but at the same time, like, when his dick is all the way down your throat and your esophagus, like, when this shit is down there, like, you can no longer give him head. And give him head is, when I say give head, is, like, suck on the dick. Like, up and down, up and down, up and down. You know what I'm saying? You can no longer do that when his dick is all the way down your throat, when you're deep throated. You have to allow him to fuck your face. You have to allow him to sit there and grab your head and just fucking pump, like, hump, like, because... You know what I mean? Like, and you also have to know how to breathe, like, out your nose because you can no longer breathe out your mouth. And then you also have to, like, not be able to, you know what I mean? Like, your teeth, like, you got to be able to not.
Right now taking notes.
You know, for real, like, you got to be able to not, like, you can't scrape the dick with your teeth. So you got to be able to take all of that down your throat, all in your mouth, balls deep. Not be able to fucking allow your teeth to touch his dick at all and allow him to fucking fuck your throat as if he was fucking your pussy. And that's what you call deep throating. And when he can fucking nut all down that shit.
This message brought to you by the good friends at All Bob Radio.
I'm just saying, because I get mad, like, you know what I'm saying, when bitches be like, when bitches be like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah, I be deep throwing this thing. No, you don't, bitch. I want to see. You got to go through what the fuck I go through. And then if you go through what I go through, or if you can state certain things when you are allowing him to, you know, when you are dethroning him, then, like, I believe you. I don't just believe anybody off that, though. It's a skill. It takes time. It takes practice. And you have to be controlling of your gag reflexes, like.
So, like, school for them,
yo.
That's
right. School them hoes.
I'm just saying, if you're just trying to keep your man, though, like, because exactly, it be them hoes that know how to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So don't try to be the one in a relationship. Don't listen, like, don't run from the dick. Like, it's no point. She's going to fuck you anyway. Be a good girl. Just take it. Take it. Learn how to take it. Get adjusted to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Hey.
I mean, that's real, though. I mean, because most females, they acting like they, you know, like, they be fighting. Like, what are you fighting for? Like, fuck that, dude. Do what you do. You
but
just gotta
where
be the
are you running to, like, your butt? Where are you running to? You're on my bed. Your butt ass naked. I'm going to grab you. I'm going to pull you. Like, so where are you going? Just, I mean... I don't know. For most females, like, it hurts or you know, they're ticklish or it's getting to them, like, whatever. But, like, I mean, for me, like, I like the whole, you know, like, because that, penetration part, like, it's gonna pass. Like, it's gonna pass. Like, especially if you let him do him. Like, let him fuck you. Like, it's going to eventually, you're gonna just get used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I can speak. I mean, I'm not a nigga, but I know if I was and I was having sex with a female, like, I want to be able to do what the fuck I want to do. Like, I don't want to be stiff-armed. I don't want to be pushed off. Like, I want to be able to do, because you don't know where I'm at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pressure point could be rising, and I could be on the way to busting, you know what I'm saying, orgasm city, and you're pushing me off of you, like, or you're moving me, or you're whatever, you know what I mean, like, you don't, so just, like, let me do, because me, when I want to fuck you, like, I want to do whatever I want to do, like, I might even, like, you might want to grab certain things, or you might want to do certain things, I might push you off me, because let me do what the fuck I want to do, like, I have a motive behind this, like, this is premeditated, I want to sit, I want to bounce, I want to sit, like, because that's what I want to do. You'll know when I want you to take over, you'll know. But stop running from the dick. It's 2013, especially if that's your man. Like, if that's your man and he fucks you on a regular, why are you running? Why? Like, you should be accustomed. Like, that should be, I don't know.
That's what it is. Yeah, Nikki is, she just,
Nikki's on all cylinders,
yeah,
right now.
She makes you speechless, because she sits in and she goes into depth, and you're like, wow, like, you're just listening, like, wow, like, we need to clone you. We need to clone you and have more girls like you or something, because I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, like, I don't know, like, it's just, that's me, you know what I mean? Because I'm a sexual person. So now these females, like, you know, I know females that, like, they be like, I know females that's married, that be like, I just, you know, I suck my man's dick just because, like, you know, I'm not really into it. Like, I just do it because he's a person, like, and I know he's going to flash his dick in my face. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. And I do it just because. But I'm like, damn, you don't enjoy that shit, like, you don't bust a lot off or something, like, you don't, with him, you don't, your mouth don't get watery because you just think about how perfect it fits or how good it tastes or, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't get that, and that's your husband, and she's like, nope, not really.
Yo, why the fuck is she married?
She loves him, and she does it just because she does it. Like, she feels like it's just a duty, so I'm going to do it. But she doesn't, I guess, she doesn't feel the way I feel. But she doesn't get the way I get, but that doesn't mean that, you know, she'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, sometimes for me, like, you know, and this is just me, you know, I will fuck my man for fucking 2 hours.
Damn.
My jaw and my mouth, though, after that, like, don't expect to have a conversation. Don't expect to talk to me. Just, like, don't.
Wait, hold on.
You can't say anything. You better know how to sign language out this motherfucker, because if I do that, because that's just sometimes that's just the mood. Like, my man would be like, damn, like, he'd be like, I should have never got you started. No, yeah, shut the fuck up. Yes, you knew exactly what you were doing. No, I don't want to hear that shit. Here you go, like, damn, should have never got you started. But meanwhile, your eyes closed, like.
Yo, that's a slow though. She said 2 hours. After 2 hours, she said, don't attempt to talk.
You know what it is? Because dead ass, like,
you should be sleep.
The time on the digital cable box be mad bright. So you looking like you can see, like, yo, damn, I started at 8 o'clock. It's about to be 10. Like, Well, shit, you going out long, I ain't going to talk either, but like, yo, wake me up when you make something easy, like I'm rolling up, I'm out. Because, you know what, because within those two hours, though, best believe, though, I came. So, you know what I'm saying, you're coming, I'm coming, like, we're both good, like, you just had the major suck action. And we're both okay with that. Because usually, like, I'm a fucking dick and I'm on a fuck. Like, you know, like, that's just a given. Like, that's just, the, you know, the foreplay. You know, but if it depends. Like, it depends on what mood, what day it is. If it's a full moon, if it's a half a moon, if it's a crescent, I don't know.
Yo, I don't mean to laugh this hard, but that was funny, yo. Wow, 2 hours like that, yo. He be on sleep time. Good night.
Good night.
So when the planets are aligned, he gets some of the best head ever.
The best. Major suck. I call that major suck action.
Major suck action. Okay.
Right. Yo, Nikki is on the hook.
No, I'm not. I'm just keeping it real.
Nah, that's the thing you are. It's just that, you know, it's just, you say the right thing at the right time. You know what I'm saying? And I know all the dudes that are listening, they're like, what? Like, and they're shocked because this is like everything that they want to hear crammed into 2 hours.
Yo, but I'm telling you, like, I'm telling you, like, just do things like, you know, like, all right, so for instance, like, if your man works nights and you work days, and you know, y'all live together, y'all stay together, whatever, and sometimes, some mornings, you're sleeping over, so you're going to be there when he comes in at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you may be asleep, but you're going to hear him come in, especially if he's coming into the room and he's moving around, like, you're going to just... Already, just you already know what that is. Like, bitch, you've been waiting for her all night and you couldn't get it because he was at work. And you already know when he came home, you was already plotting because bitches be wanting to dig just as much as niggas want the pussy. So just all you do is whatever clothes you have on, just take it off. Like, if you're on the bed, just like go all the way to the edge of the bed. Like, he might be still like standing up or doing whatever, trying to like get comfortable to watch his bed. And when you see him doing that, just, like, pull out his dick and, like, be, like, at the edge of the bed. I want your hair, if it's not wrapped up in a doobie, if it's out already, I want it to be swinging off the edge of the bed. That means you're upside down. And just start sucking his dick. And then, like, open up your legs because, you know, he's going to be a little bit curious. He's going to be in the mood. He's going to want something to touch, grab, like, whatever. Because if you give good head, you give good head. He's going to want to touch on something. And just started off from there.
That's a head start.
That's what
that's a head start right there. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Man, she just put out every blueprint for you to keep the man.
And have that nigga have
nigga,
him tell
nigga
you say.
Nigga, wanna get over and I drop.
No, I'm just saying, and have that nigga tell you say just like that. Have that nigga hop over you just to fucking put his dick inside of you and fuck the shit out you.
Wow.
That is exactly what you have to do, ladies.
It's the blueprint. Yo, it's just
Black Album coming soon.
That's real though. That's real. It's just, I mean, you should, I wish that I could, you know what I'm saying, I wish I had a lot of money so I could fund class and like, he could be the teacher and she could just teach a whole bunch of women how to keep their man and shit. I think I could make a fortune, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. I think that'd be a real smart idea, like to have her teach a shit I could learn an annex or some shit.
Huh.
You know, like, how to keep your man sexually.
Tax time is coming too. I'm about to invest. Fuck that. I'm about to invest my little taxes. Flip my money, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit.
Yo, let's
before we get out of here, quick check on the game. We are in the second quarter, which is let's see, and our score is 50-48. Knicks is up.
Yes.
And that was the score at halftime. We got 2 minutes left in the third. Celtics have caught up, so now it's a 1-point game, 65-66.
Shit.
It's a 1-point game. That means, you know, that means Garnett ain't saying nothing about no type of cereal yet. That's all it means. So Melo is focused. He's trying to get us back in there. But I know as soon as Garnett say Honey Nut, that nigga is gonna go bananas. Yeah. Nicky, let me ask you, if a guy could compare the taste of your pussy to a cereal, what would it be?
Wait, you
if your man ate your pussy, he came up after you came and shit, you know, he got like a mouthful of Nicky juice on his face and shit.
I'm gonna lick it off. Like, I always do that shit. Like,
no, he goes, damn, baby, your pussy tastes just like, and he puts the name of a cereal. What cereal would you want it to be?
Because my mind is racing down cereals right now. It would taste like. I don't know. For some reason, the two that are sitting in my head right now, for some reason, because I don't even really eat these cereals like that, but like either Lucky Charms or Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops, I don't know, something sweet. Or I could be a dick and I could be like, it would taste like Frosted Flakes, like it would be just great. Like, I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. Frosted Flakes. What's the flavor? That's exactly what it is.
I'm just saying. You know, but it's definitely a shame of the double standard shit. And I mean, you know, when it comes down to femaleness, I'm a big firm believer. Like, you know, there's just things that like men could do that females just can't do, and there's things that females could do that males can't do. And ladies, I'm gonna tell you one thing. You know, when I do say that, there's things that we could do that males can't do. And that's just off the simple fact that we can fucking bring life into this world. And they can't. They can, you know, they plant the seed. But we, you know, bear, prepare, and all of that. So it's just, you know, and I do believe in, you know, as far as, I mean, hey, when you're living a single life, just be careful of who you live the single life with or who you engage in the single life with, because you can easily be single and do you and not really have any strings attached to anybody primarily, and your business not be out there to where you're looked at as, you know, in the form of a hoe, a whore, whatever. But, you know, it is, you know, I mean, I don't. So when I see guys doing that, it doesn't set the alarm off in my head. Well, fuck it, if he could do it, I can do it. Cause I just don't want to do it. Like, that's just I have a conscience. So it is what it is. Just make sure whenever you are doing what you're doing, protect yourself. That is it. Like, and niggas, please don't be so quick to eat every bitch pussy, because. So I go into a female bathroom every single day, and I can tell you,
bitches are basically got nasty pussies.
And it's not every female, but then it's just like, you know, it's so fucked up. It's just like you don't know who it is, because it's just like that a person before can have the most stink ass pussy. And then, you know, here goes an innocent female that's clean. And, you know, that's the only stall that's available. So she sucks it up. She holds her nose because she has to pee. She goes in. She comes out. But now I go in. I'm automatically going to assume it was her because she was the last one I came out, but it may not have even been her. So come on, like, let's just get this. Because, you know, bitches be in and out trying to be looking through the cracks, like, is anybody out there? All right, let me get out. Let me just, because I don't want nobody to know that I just, ew, it's just disgusting. So, fellas, yes, I'm a female who keeps it clean, keeps it good, but do not be so face to go down. You know, like, do the whole finger thing, the whole finger test. Like, I don't mind. Like, put your fingers in, take it out, smell that shit. Because remember, your mouth, your tongue, all of that will have to go down there. And I'm not going to front for nobody. It's a negative. Like, cheese, it's not going out.
And you can't eat around it like moldy bread. Like, you got to eat
exactly. You cannot eat around it like moldy bread. You can't pick through the good parts and then, you know, no. Like, no. So just don't do it. Like, and don't be afraid to tell a bitch, you know. Like, look, because maybe she didn't know, but look, no.
Or you can be a dickhead like me and just put the finger right under her nose, like.
Exactly. There's no words, right? Just hold that, smell that, and you should automatically know what to do.
Like, yeah, that's yours. That's like, yeah, that's your brand right there.
So that's your brand. That'd be crazy. That's why I've never been in that whole situation. But if I was, I'd be like, yo, let's take a shower together. Okay, yeah. And take a shower together, no, sure. But I wouldn't see, you can't just go walking around eating everybody's pussy, but some people do that, and they take pride in that, and you just can't. Some people, you got to let go. Some women, you just got to let go. You got to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm hitting that shit. Believe it. That's it.
So with that being said, we're going to say our Twitter follow for tonight is at Pussy Eating Champ. We done moved the whole conversation, the whole show from double standards to eating pussy. So shout out to Pussy and Champ. Everybody go follow him.
Go follow him.
Tell him we said
he was the motivation.
That's it. Follow me and Kid too. Ricky Show need no followers. She good right now.
Yeah, word. She's a king. She's the queen of followers. She got mad followers. God damn. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit.
I know. Trying to get my Instagram followers back up. But if anybody's listening, guys, definitely follow at far from
whoa,
state.
Whoa. That's the name of the underscores right there.
I know, and I'm thinking about, I don't know, can I change it?
Yo, if that's your Instagram name, do not expect me to tag you in shit.
Whatever.
I'm not going to remember all of them underscores. I'm going to be like an underscore short or underscore over and shit. Fuck that.
Word, that's a lot of damn underscores. You're the queen of the underscores, too.
What'd you say?
I said that's a lot of underscores. Are you the queen of the underscores too?
I didn't want to be, but you know what though? It wasn't until recently, like I was like, damn, it's so many. But you know what? It is what it is. So if you want to fucking follow me, you want to follow me. If you want to pay attention. It's just the underscore in between each word, far from a saint. That's it. Whatever.
It's like crazy.
I do shit. But also, all the poets spoken word artists, pregame radio spoken word going down tomorrow. Yeah, I got like 3-4 slots left, so if you definitely want to get there, then get it. You got a great lineup, so definitely hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good shit, and we'll definitely get you up in there.
Exactly. And like I always say, well, before I say that, thank you for Kid coming on, chopping it up with me on Black tonight, double standards, and getting into the rest of the convo, and definitely staying on cue with anybody. And I definitely got sent a ton of music just now, so thank you, even though you guys are, like, so late. But I will definitely be playing it next week. And I definitely do have a lot more great topics and more fashion and more news and more sports and just more everything. So, as I always say, thank you, kid, and don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you have going on, what you got. You know, if what you're doing is working for you and yours, do it, especially if it's positive and it ain't hurting nobody. Do you. Like, it's 2013. Like, just live. Like, that's all you can do. Responsibly, you know, and just have fun. And good night.
That fellas, go for your food, wrap your food, ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan. Alive, don't drink and drive, bro. Like I said, yo, follow me on Twitter. And shout out to the homie, Kid Continental. You guys have a safe night, and we out of here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.